Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome on a Wednesday to a beautiful, beautiful day and another edition of Evan and Tiki. We're here for the next 4.5 hours. A lot of football to get to, some baseball to get to. But I got to take you, Tiki, into the Knicks underground right now. We're going to have a very uncomfortable discussion, but I'm telling you, this is the underground. People are afraid to talk about this, but we got to talk about this. So, sitting back, I'm watching the Knicks last night, blah, 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 they lost, it's a fourth game of the season, calm down, Karl Anthony Towns, dumb fouls, blah, 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 It's Cat, that's what he does, new offense, it's going to take time, yitty, yada, 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 yada. I had two different Knicks fan friends text me the same thing.
Which was?
That they would trade Jalen Brunson for Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Jalen Brunson?
Yeah.
I mean, Cat maybe. Jalen Brunson?
Cat maybe.
Cat definitely. Cat maybe.
What, so is this Cat and Jalen for Giannis?
It's more... All right, so here's the deal. Giannis is great. Like, we all know Giannis is great, so we'll put that in column
of
A.
Of course. We couldn't actually have counted him out, meaning the Bucks, out the beginning of the season because they have an MVP.
Because they have an MVP, and they're running their offense through point forward Giannis, so guys like Gary Trent Jr. and Ryan Rollins and A.J. Green, they're going to get all these open threes because of the way Giannis is running the offense. So, and they're off to a very nice start. Small sample size, nice start. But Giannis is off to an MVP start. He's a top three player in this league. He's a top two player in this league. We always knew that. But I remember when the report came out a few weeks ago about Giannis possibly wanting out and preferring the Knicks. It led to the discussion of, could it happen? What would it look like? And I got to give credit to one of our loyal callers, JR in Somerville, who when he called up, very passingly said, I'd give up everything for Giannis, including Jalen Brunson. And we laughed him off. And I still laughed him off until last night because I got text messages from two different well-respected Knicks fans who both said to me, separately, not even connected.
Right.
Bro, I would trade Jalen for Giannis. And I'm watching the game now under the new prism. The prism of, would I actually do that? And I got swayed a lot more than I thought because the first thing you need to do is throw loyalty out the window. Loyalty in sports is like a blind spot.
Right.
It's not about loyalty. It's about winning. And the more you watch Giannis play, especially around the pieces that are surrounding him now, if you ever put him on this Knicks roster and you had Karl Anthony Towns and you had Mikal Bridges and you had all those other ancillary pieces and you just traded out Jalen Brunson, I gotta tell you, it's not a bad point.
But are you just getting away with giving Jalen Brunson?
It'd probably be Jalen and assets.
So there's just a lot. There's a lot more to that. But it. You think about how different the Knicks would look if the Knicks were doing with Karl Anthony Towns what the Bucks do with Giannis Antetokounmpo, which is you're the focus, let everybody else be off the ball. AJ Green, who just knocks down three pointers at a stupid rate every single night. What if the Knicks did that, right? And that's when you get into your head. Well, maybe Giannis to the Knicks is the real reason, the only way they can guarantee to be in championship contention.
Well, but if you could turn Karl Anthony, here's the thing. If you could turn Karl Anthony Towns and whatever other pieces for Giannis Antetokounmpo in the short term, it's a no-brainer. Of course you do it.
Yes. You're losing a big part of your three-point shooting accuracy.
Yeah, but you're also bringing in an all-world defensive player, and again, in a star-driven league, a top three player in the league. Like, I've brought up my concerns about Giannis growing older, that, hey, in 3 or 4 years, when the athleticism isn't there, he's never really developed the shot consistently,
right.
So I don't think he'll age great. That's not even the point. I'm just talking about the next couple of years.
But it's also not right now.
Right, exactly, right now.
That's 4 years from now.
Which is what I wouldn't worry about. Right. Like, I wouldn't care. I bring it up because it's worthy of discussing if you're ever committing to making a trade for Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Mm-hmm.
What will it look like 4 years from now? But ultimately, I'd overrule all of that by saying, what does it look like now? And what it looks like now is you would become the favorite to win an NBA championship.
Yeah, but it's not going to happen now.
It's not going to happen now as long as the Bucks keep winning. Correct, yes.
Giannis is not going anywhere, at least in the short term, as far as the trading is concerned, because they're good. And I think maybe we underestimated how good they might be with Miles Turner and Giannis and obviously A.J. Green, who I was just talking about. But they have a good squad. Bobby Portis. They're just good players on this team. And so they match up well against the Knicks, and they only lost one game, and that was with Giannis scoring 40 points against the Cleveland Cavaliers. So they're going to be good this year.
Yeah,
we just counted them out because of all the noise surrounding Giannis potentially getting moved this offseason.
The real reason you can't count them out is that the Eastern Conference is so bad.
Right.
Like, when you look around the conference, even when you're down as a Knicks fan after a loss, you look around the conference and say, who are you scared of?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're not really scared of anybody.
Right.
I think the thing is, obviously, for Giannis to be moved, you need two things to happen. Number one, you need the Bucks to struggle, which is more of a challenge in an Eastern Conference that is not that good.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, Giannis is off to a great start, and he's making guys like Gary Trent Jr. and Ryan Rollins and Cole Anthony, even though he wasn't great last night, and Kyle Kuzma, look better than they probably are because of all the attention that's paid to Giannis. I mean, you saw it last night. Knicks wall off Giannis. He finds an open shooter. He hits their shots. You're in business.
Yep.
So you need the Bucks to struggle, which early going hasn't happened. And then you need Giannis to cause a ruckus. You need Giannis to say, I don't want to be here. If the Knicks' ultimate offer for Giannis Antetokounmpo is surrounded by Towns and Ananobi and Bridges going elsewhere, and then whatever you get going to Milwaukee, let's be honest, you're probably not getting Giannis Antetokounmpo.
No.
The only way you're getting him is if he fully demands Knicks or bust, which I'm not sure if he's that kind of person.
But why would he do that? Why would he demand to be gone from the Milwaukee Bucks if they're winning? If they keep winning.
I don't think he will. I think you need them to lose.
So this is a non-starting conversation.
Start losing.
It's just a dream that Knicks fans have because it feels like, this is a tough start at 2-2 in the Mike Brown era. Let's find something else to do.
I don't think it's about 2-2. And if Tommy has truth serum, which sometimes he will give an honest answer. The New York Knicks had an electric second quarter, and you probably thought you were winning this game probably until the final 5 or 6 minutes of this game. It was always winnable. Before that moment happened, Tommy, when you knew they were going to lose, how many times in the course of this game, even briefly, did you envision Giannis Antetokounmpo as a New York Knicks?
Zero.
That's BS.
That's not BS.
No truth, sir.
Why do you not want him then?
Okay, let me...
Because that feels like it's coming from a preconceived bias against having him here. So why do you not want Giannis on this team?
Which one am I answering first? Brunson for Giannis or Giannis just in general?
Giannis in general.
I don't... All right, I'll give it to you this way. If Giannis got traded to the Knicks and Brunson was still on the team, Giannis would be the number two. Brunson's the number one. Because when the game is on the line, who has the ball in his hands?
That's not what I'm asking. I'm asking last night when you were watching the game, at any point
I already gave you the answer.
There's
so
no
I didn't give you what you wanted, but then you ask again.
Because you're lying.
No, I'm not lying.
You're lying.
Don't accuse me of lying.
I think
I'm watching my basketball team in the fourth game of the year. I'm not doing July talk where I want a superstar here.
It's not July talk.
Yes,
at
it
what
is.
What point in the game did you
Zero.
Just say to yourself, boy, that guy would look good.
Zero.
Zero. Zero. There's no way. There's no way.
Zero.
I don't believe you.
So what's your answer to then, Giannis? Because you don't have an answer, especially if Mitchell Robinson is compromised, because he hasn't played yet, so where the hell is Mitchell Robinson? Cat can't defend him. So what's your answer
to Giannis? Well, yeah, he put Cat on roller skates last night.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered, inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports and all things culture. From two U.S. Women's National Team World Cup champions and Olympians, follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
You're not going to do that every single night. Again, he'd be the number two on this team if he got traded here to Brunson, because Brunson's going to have the ball in his hands with under 2 minutes in the game.
If you're not lying, let's say the sake of this, you are being truthful, that there was never a moment over the course of those 22 and a half hours of watching a basketball game that you didn't even briefly think or daydream of the idea of Giannis as a New York Knick, I would say this. For those who are Knick fans and are going to be honest today, you know there was a moment or two. Mm. There was a moment or two because A, he's a great player, and B, there were reports not that long ago that he wants to come here. So it's only natural. It's natural. It would be like, I got it. I have the perfect analogy, Tiki. Oh, my God. Sydney Sweeney, who's been in the news lately and was on with BT and Sal 2 days ago.
Right.
If Sydney Sweeney, over the course of her interview with BT and Sal, said, by the way, guys, love the radio station, that Tommy is cute. Mm-hmm. All she says.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I could see myself dating him, and just moves on. All right? That's it.
All right.
At some point while you're out to dinner with your wife.
Yeah, I would have divorced her by now. I would have texted her, thanks for the memories. Don't let the door hit you on the ass on the way out.
And Giannis Antetokounmpo, for the sake of this discussion, is Sydney Sweeney. She said
out loud. Way to ruin that fantasy for everybody in the audience.
Giannis Antetokounmpo, not out loud because it wasn't like a press conference. It was a report, I admit. Was talking in the report about only wanting to be a Knick. Once he does that, you cannot tell me while watching a Knicks-Bucks game and Giannis dropped 37, you can't tell me not for a moment you didn't envision sleeping with him. There's no way.
I swear to you, I didn't. I really didn't.
You're such a liar.
I'm not. Now you want to tell me 26, 28 games into the season? Perhaps. It's the fourth game of the year.
It's too early.
Right.
It's too early. You're not ready to have the one night stand.
I already been.
You want to have a committed thing going.
And Teak, I've already been on record on the air saying the reason why I was upset that this Giannis report came out is because this is going to be this season. Giannis this, Giannis that. Are we going to get Giannis in the summer? We're four games in and we're already talking about Giannis here and we're trading Jalen Brunson for him now.
I spoke to a Knick fan who works at this radio station. Okay. He is on the air. And he texted me late last night, dude, I would drive Jalen Brunson to the airport to acquire Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Are you an idiot?
It was not him. No, it wasn't Sal. Sal would have said it on the air. I mean, he knows, he's not afraid of it. Somebody else.
You losers!
Because I think they know if they say it, it's like such an unpopular opinion.
That they're going to get hate and pushed back.
Which is why I give credit to J.R. in Somerville as a great caller. Because he's the first one who actually said it. He's like, yeah, I trade Jalen for Giannis. But you can't tell me over the course of a 48-minute game in which Giannis went for 38, 8, and 7 and reminded you he's an elite-level player, you can't say that there wasn't one moment of a wandering eye. You just admitted you would have immediately divorced your wife at the insinuation from Sydney Sweeney.
But that's Sydney Sweeney.
Correct. No disrespect to my wife, but we're talking about Sydney Sweeney here.
Have you seen Voyeurs?
I'm not even going to get into that. My point is, I don't believe you. I'm not going to call you a liar because that's too mean. I'm just going to say I don't believe you. And I'll tell you this. Jalen Brunson would probably get the deal done.
Oh, man.
Because Karl Anthony Towns ain't getting anything done. I mean, half this city wants to run him out of town after four games, but in the next breath you think you could send him to Milwaukee?
No, they don't. They don't want to run him out of town yet.
Oh, come on.
I mean, he's got what did he have at the end of the game? Five groin hamstring, something like that. Groin injury? That was bang. He was hurt. He was hurt at the end of the game.
Well, Karl Anthony Towns has been hurt this season.
No, I'm talking about Jalen Brunson.
Yeah, Jalen got hurt with about 6 minutes to go in the fourth
quarter.
Looked
like a hamstring more than a groin, but yeah, lower body.
Lower body injury. Four games into the season. I mean,
yeah, but Jalen stayed in the game.
Of course he did, but he was not Jalen Brunson.
No, he was ineffective. He had a turnover, right. Missed a couple of shots. No question about it. But he would actually get the Bucks to keep the phone live as opposed to just hanging up on you immediately. Mm. And here's the reality. The New York Knicks are capable of going to the NBA Finals without Giannis Antetokounmpo. I firmly believe that, and I think some Knicks fans still believe that, even if they want to over-exaggerate over a couple of losses early this season.
Right.
But when you watch him play and you watch him beat your team, it's tough to not envision what this would look like. Because he's a top five player, and I'm being conservative, he's really a top three player in this sport right now, with a report saying he wants to be here. Now, let me ask you this, Teak. After the game, Giannis Antetokounmpo, of course, was asked about his connection to the New York Knicks. And you are very good at reading what people really mean.
Of course.
Would you like to hear from Giannis?
Yes, let's hear it.
Everybody in the audience, would you like to hear from Giannis Antetokounmpo?
Yes.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Stephon Bondi reminding Giannis Antetokounmpo, hey, Giannis, I heard you want to be a New York Knick.
You know, going back to the ESPN report from earlier this month, part of it was that if you were traded, you'd prefer to go to the Knicks.
Who said that?
It was an ESPN report of that.
I don't need that.
I was wondering if that is true, and if it is or it's not, okay.
I don't remember that. Right now, I'm here. I'm representing my team. And that's it. We beat the Knicks. You know, so doesn't really matter. What matters right now, we have a game 2 days against Golden State. Try to stay locked in and get 2 in a row. But I didn't read that article. Try to stay away from all that rumors and, I don't know how you call it, speculations and trade and all this. It doesn't concern me one bit. I try to involve myself and try to help my team win games.
How do you interpret that?
I kind of believe him.
That he never heard of the report?
Well, I'm sure he heard of the report.
I mean, come on.
I kind of believe him. Because they're winning. Even if the report is true, they're winning. And so why jump off the ship when it's floating high in the water? You know, once it starts sinking, then maybe you get frustrated. But the offense is going through him. He's scoring 37, 38, 40 points a game. What's his average, actually? 36 points a game right now. He's been balling. Like, why would you disrupt something that could be your golden goose right now?
You believe him.
I do believe him.
You know why
that.
I don't believe him? Because he started it off by playing dumb.
Who said that?
Come on, Giannis. There was a major news story about you reportedly only willing to be traded to the Knicks.
Where did that report come from?
Shams.
Shams reported this.
Yes.
And what did Shams cite as a source? People close to him, or was it?
I have to go back. I don't know if it was league sources or people close to Giannis.
League sources mean it was the team, right?
Okay.
So that means the team is maybe wary about what you've always speculated about. How's he going to age?
Right.
Well, if we keep Giannis, who's 31 right now, for the next 2 or 3 years of this contract, it's probably not going to, you know, be best for our future endeavors. And who knows if he decides to just bounce after a couple of years and go to Greece, right? His whole family moved over there. So I think that was the team. And he's just fighting back against the team.
Because he didn't leak it.
He didn't leak it. The team leaked it, even though they might have been having conversations. That's what it feels like to me. So I actually believe him.
Here's how dirty the idea of trading or including Jalen Brunson in a trade for Giannis Antetokounmpo is. There is a reason I said it's an FAN host, and I'm not going to say their name. Mm. That same person who texted me last night, hey, I would drive Jalen Brunson to the airport, has just texted me denying that he would ever trade Jalen Brunson for Giannis Antetokounmpo.
I was wrong.
Meanwhile, if you move up in my text message exchange, he clearly says I would drive Jalen Brunson to the airport for Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Okay, and I was wrong. Next question.
It's not BT. BT would have said it on the air today. Wasn't him.
To be fair, Evan, when you watch games on gummies, anything can come out of your mouth.
Right.
All right. So that's how you're defending this person? All I'm saying is it's not about this person. It's the idea that is something interesting to think about, which I admit I completely threw away when it was first brought up by JR, who, by the way, we'll get to, that loyal FAN caller. We'll get to him next segment because he's called in probably to defend himself, mm-hmm. or maybe change his mind. I swatted it away like he was an idiot. And the more you think about it, and the more you watch Giannis, the more you at least have to be open to it. That's all. So, Tommy, mm-hmm. are you open to the idea of potentially moving the King of New York for Giannis?
Not at all.
You wouldn't even have a coffee over it?
Absolutely not.
What about
not.
A whiskey or something like that?
Nope.
Beverage?
Nope. No, not at all. Nope.
Nothing?
I think Giannis is a liability late in games. Mm. I think you could put him at the line. It's true. He can't shoot. So he's not always going to have an opportunity to put a guy on roller skates and get to the basket every single time when you get to the playoffs. By the way, how'd he do last year? How's he done throughout his career? Yeah, he has one ring, which is more than Jalen
Brunson. How many rings does he have?
He has one ring.
So he won a championship?
He did win a championship.
And how many does Jalen have?
Jalen currently has zero. Okay. Doesn't mean he won't win one.
No, I want an update. So it's 1-0 is what you're saying.
Again, if there is 24 seconds left in the game and the Knicks are down by one, who has the ball, Brunson or Giannis? Mm. The answer is Brunson.
How many MVPs?
The answer is Brunson. Brunson would be the number one on the team. I'm not trading Jalen Brunson for Giannis.
That's two to nothing. I got it.
Yeah, if I could do Cat for Giannis, obviously.
But stop it. No one's bringing up Cat for Giannis because it's stupid.
Because the idea that, because I think it's going to get, you don't want Giannis on the Knicks. If we could find a way, yeah, but not for Jalen. No way.
You would not have, Katiki said coffee, you would not have a lunch date in which you at least discussed the parameters of a Jalen Giannis
like
swap?
Is this like the Sydney Sweeney thing again? It's like Marissa Tomei. I'm like George Costanza. I'm going on a date with an Oscar winner. It's a lunch date. It's a cup of coffee. Is that what you're asking me? That I'm going to go on a cup of coffee date here with Giannis?
That's turning... You're listening. You're just listening.
I don't even drink coffee anymore.
You wouldn't even listen to the conversation? You'd hang up the phone immediately?
For Brunson? Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I tell you. All right. That's fine.
And I can't
Loyal. You're loyal, Tommy.
But Teak,
I wonder if all Knicks fans are as loyal.
They're not, because I can think of a friend of mine that would trade Jalen in a heartbeat for Giannis.
Mm. All right.
I don't get it.
We'll get to your calls next, 888-808-1019. And oh yeah, the Knicks did lose a game last night. But don't worry, I'm sure Knicks fans are taking this in stride and they're not panicking. We'll find out if that's the case. The Knicks did lose the game last night. To quote our good friend Tommy Lugauer, no biggie. It's early in the season. Yeah, shots are not falling.
They're still over. They're not below 500.
Nah, not below 500. They're 2-2. They obviously miss Mitchell Robinson. Karl Anthony Towns is, to me, clearly not healthy and should sit. So I'm going to make an assumption, all right, because I have not had a chance to listen to the radio station all day, but I'm going to make an assumption that the reaction to the Knicks losing last night and losing back-to-back games would be calmness. Mm. Let's take a listen.
I think Karl Anthony Towns threw the game last night because he doesn't want to get traded to Milwaukee. Like, that's how bad he played.
He's not a real head coach. He's a clown. I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but, like, his name rhymes with clown. Wow. I think he coaches like a clown. Therefore, to me, he's my clown.
They're not going
to
win a championship with this group. I mean, that's all there is to it. I mean, that's they're just not.
All right. So it seems like everybody's calm. Everybody's relaxed. It's only four games.
Oh.
That's good to know.
Just because they lost two in a row. Hey, they won two in a row, too, you know.
But I feel
that's aggressive.
I feel the need to do this only because it makes me laugh so much, but I want to be fair. The Giannotti one was completely out of context.
Why? He was making a joke.
I don't
need joking
to,
about somebody.
You know what? I'm not explaining the context. I'm just going to say that he doesn't actually think that Karl Anthony Towns threw the game to not get traded to Milwaukee, but it sounded too good. I had to use it. So thank you for that. Let's get to your calls, Knicks fans. It's not about being 2-2. It's the idea that you may have saw your future last night. Because Giannis Antetokounmpo is still a top three player in this sport. He still probably wants to be a New York Knick. And if you're watching last night's game, did you come to the same conclusion that a handful of Knick fans already had last night, which is not only do they want Giannis, they'd be willing to trade Jalen Brunson for Giannis. Mm. Let's get to the guy who brought this up for the very first time on this radio station. And in fairness to him, I faux pot it. What did I do?
You
poo-pooed it.
Poo-pooed it. There you go. Even Tiki, like, hand-slapped the guy. And that, of course, is JR in Somerville. JR, how are you, sir?
What up, JR? JR is always there. How is JR not there?
What's up, JR?
Something must be wrong with the phone.
Yeah, Dolan's tapping the phone lines. He doesn't want any discussion about this golden boy being traded for Giannis. Let's go to Ray in Brooklyn. What's up, Ray?
Gentlemen, good afternoon. Listen, guys, I'm going to have to agree with Tommy here, and I'm going to give you some rationale behind why I feel there's no way in hell you trade Draymond Brunson for Giannis. Now, listen, in theory, right, Giannis is a great, historically greater player. Brunson is still going, by the way. He's only had three full seasons as a starter. The guy has been a top five-ish kind of player the last 3 years. So why would you make, you know, a somewhat lateral move? And here's the other thing. Giannis Antetokounmpo is not coming here unless he's playing with Jalen Brunson. He loves Jalen Brunson. He knows that he needs a closer. And comparing his one ring to Jalen Brunson's zero, like I said, Brunson hasn't played nearly as long. And he had two Olympians with him in their prime in Middleton and Holiday. And, gentlemen, the other thing is, that, you know, yeah, in theory, the team would be great with Giannis, but you have to deplete it. It's a Carmelo Anthony situation. Mm-hmm. You're going to weaken the team. You're not going to win. And Giannis, although he has the one title, Middleton was the closer on that team, and to a certain extent, Holiday, because as Tommy said, mm-hmm. he is not a closer. Yeah, I seen him run from the ball and throw it out of bounds because he doesn't want to take free throws against Miami when Jimmy Butler was busting his butt for like three straight years. And he's losing in the first round more than he advances. Jalen Brunson will never lose in the first round.
You're like killing the two-time MVP, right?
I know. Well, this is what happens sometimes. To make your point, you proceed to kill the other person.
I think Ray's the most important point, because he said a lot there in that 45-second rant that he had going on there. But the most important thing that he said, and it's the truest one, if you're Giannis Antetokounmpo, why in the hell would you come to the Knicks without Jalen Brunson?
Oh, I'm glad you asked that.
Why?
You want me to give you an answer?
Yes, please.
I'm dead serious when I say this.
Who is replacing Jalen Brunson's productivity and leadership?
That's not the question. Please ask the previous question. You said, why would he come to the Knicks
without Jalen Brunson?
The airports.
Okay, whatever. Forget this.
No, that's a real thing. The airports, because New York City, and I think it's LaGuardia, maybe JFK. You'd have to correct me on this. You're the international traveler.
JFK in Newark.
Is the only airports that go direct
to Greece.
Athens,
JFK
Greece.
In Newark.
So,
because I was just in Athens.
Thank you. So a part of his motivation on wanting to be with the Knicks is not only that they're good. I don't want to dismiss that. He didn't include the Nets, and their access to the airport is closed too. So obviously he wants to win, but I think that also may be a major motivator.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to move back to Greece. He spends a lot of time in Greece. And convenient-wise, makes sense.
So in the absence of moving back to Greece, he can just stay here and play. He just needs a direct flight to Greece.
Correct.
And that is easier if you're playing for a New York team.
So what Tiki, did I speak Tiki now? Tiki doesn't want to concede the point to me. So he's repeating it out loud to say, oh, that makes sense. No, I don't want to give this to
him. I'm not conceding the point to you. But I'm talking about from a basketball standpoint. Forget the convenience of getting to Greece in his off seasons or in his off days, whatever the heck it may be. Why would he want to play on a team that doesn't have one of the best closers in basketball?
Great question. So do you think Giannis would have a better chance to win an NBA championship with the current surrounding cast he has in Milwaukee of Gary Trent Jr. and A.J. Green and Miles Turner and Ryan Rollins and Kyle Kuzma and Bobby Portis? Or do you think he'd have a better chance to win a supporting cast of, let's say, OG Anunoby, Karl Anthony Towns, Mikal Bridges, Jordan Clarkson, guys like that? What would give him a better chance to win?
I think him with Jalen Brunson would give him the best.
That wasn't my question.
I know, but I'm not answering the question you ask. I'm answering the question I want to answer.
See, this is
it's Media 101.
JR in Somerville is good to go now. Go ahead, JR.
Here we are. What's up, JR?
Hey, what's up, guys? All right. You know, Jalen Brunson's my favorite Knick of all time. You know, he's a top 10 player. And if the Milwaukee Bucks call you during the season, you definitely hang up. But what you do is you call him back in July after whatever happens to the Knicks happens to the Knicks. Because BT's 1,000% correct. This team, first of all, we got to see what they look like when Mitch Robinson comes back. This league's all about the double big, how you play with the double big. I want to see how they work when Mitch comes back. But this, I'm not going to leave it at Jalen Brunson. I'm telling you, if this team loses in whatever round in the Eastern Conference playoffs or whatever in the finals, I don't care where it is. You go out there, you can trade Jalen Brunson to another team, send those picks to Milwaukee. You get rid of anybody who went to Villanova. You send Bridges somewhere. You send three picks to Milwaukee because the market for Giannis has got to be at least 12 picks. Nobody has the actual picks to make this work when you look at the other trades that are going around the league. The Knicks have what it takes. You put him next to Towns. Everything I saw from Towns last night would be solved by having Giannis next to him. Every one of the
pieces, right.
Every single right. he has would be solved by Giannis being next to him. I keep Mitch, and I'm ready for the Wembanyama era, Jokic, whoever wants to come at me. So it's not a crazy thing to say.
No, and I give you credit, like, when you first said it, and I think what I got caught in, and what many Knicks fans listening right now are caught in, is the web of emotions. Jalen Brunson is the guy that brought the Knicks back in a lot of ways. I know Tom Thibodeau deserves a lot of credit for that,
right.
But Jalen Brunson is the guy. He's the superstar you always needed, but you never knew it was coming from him. So the idea of disloyally trading him away for another superstar who's a year and a half older feels dirty. It feels wrong. It feels like something you wouldn't want to engage in. But he's actually right. When you think of the deficiencies that Karl-Anthony Towns has, if all of a sudden he's teammates with Giannis and Kat could, like, you know, basically live on the perimeter as one of the greatest big man shooting threes of all time.
What he wants to do.
I mean, it could work.
Right. It's kind of what Mike Brown would prefer because he likes the five-out lineup, as we've seen multiple times. But it also creates a situation where you lack a closer. You've said this about you said this about Karl-Anthony Towns last year, how he disappears in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Now, part of that's maybe because Jalen Brunson just gets really, I got this. You know, you just go stand over there. I'll get it to you if I need you. But he's not the closer, and neither has Giannis been because of the free throw liability. So who fills that void? Deuce? Like, who fills the void?
They missed him last night,
Of course they did.
You know, one thing, when you look at last night's game, and you should not over-exaggerate, nor should you over-exaggerate wins. I think we need to be fair about this all year, and I will try to be in the best regard. Mm-hmm. And you look at last night's game, Mitchell Robinson not playing, and I think this has become obvious based on his impact in the postseason and just watching their defense to start the year. Dude, they desperately miss Mitchell Robinson.
Of course, because who's the post defender?
Oh, my God, he changes everything.
When Giannis gets down there, who's guard? It's not Karl-Anthony Towns.
Certainly not.
He puts him on skates. And so you need Mitch when you have a big lineup like you have against the Milwaukee Bucks.
And Deuce McBride, you think about the game they won against Cleveland. I'm trying to not confuse the four games that they've played. How many times did Deuce hit a big three to stop a Cleveland run?
Right.
Basically every time. So they miss those guys. And that's the NBA. You're going to miss guys. The Bucks were missing guys last night, too. It happens. It's a part of basketball. But I think it's obvious when you watch last night's game. Matt's in Hillsborough, New Jersey. What's up, Matt?
How you doing, boys? All right, I got 2 points. One, that the Knicks, as constructed, are the New York Yankees. They will get fat off of bad teams. The record will not really reflect who they are. They'll get bounced by a superior team in the playoffs. And two, the Tommy Sidney Sweeney thing doesn't work. While I'm sure his wife is absolutely lovely and beautiful, she would have to be in the same realm of Sidney Sweeney. Because any one of us would leave our wives. So my wife doesn't.
Is Jalen Brunson okay? I'm gonna try to save you from talking anymore and getting in any more trouble. So I'll just say, is Jalen Brunson in the same realm as Giannis Antetokounmpo as a superstar?
They're both superstars in the NBA.
Okay. They're both superstars in the NBA.
Right.
When you look at their resumes, if we're being fair, their resumes. One's a 9-time All-Star. One is a 5-time all-defensive team. One guy's won 2 MVPs. Okay, that's one guy. His name is Giannis. Is Jalen Brunson, as good as he is, King of New York, all that great stuff, is he in the same realm resume-wise as Giannis Antetokounmpo?
No.
Okay.
He is not. Okay. Accomplishments and just reputation.
So
Jalen's getting there.
Of course he is. But
he's not there yet.
As our last caller makes uncomfortable comments about his wife, Tommy's wife, and all our wives not being in the realm of the most overrated actress of our time, let's be fair about the Giannis Jalen Brunson. Am I wrong about that? When she popped on the Dodger-Blue Jay game last night to do the Open, and I'm not saying she isn't beautiful. She's a beautiful woman. Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. Her acting skills suck. She's a horrible actress. I've seen her in a lot. I mean, her personality is that of a thumb. Like, I got to tell you, overrated.
She does certain things very well.
I'm going to sound like Russo when I say this. And she is no Sally Field. I'll tell you that right now.
You got to watch.
She is no Meryl Streep. Let me tell you. I've seen Meryl Streep. She can't act like Meryl Streep. But you know what? In this case, Doggy's probably right. Like, I mean, come on. Do I need her at the beginning of the Dodger Blue Jay game in her voice to be do we work hard?
You like hate Sidney Sweeney.
I don't hate her at all. I just think she's overrated.
You just mocked the hell out of her multiple times. This is someone who guested it on this radio show on the show right before us.
What does that mean? We had Brian Cashman on. It doesn't stop people from ripping
our house. But that's Brian Cashman. People are tired of him. They're not tired of Sidney Sweeney.
I'm just saying she's overrated. Wow. I don't think anyone can actually even argue
that. Crushing her, dude.
What have you watched besides sports? In
Handmaid's Tale.
Okay, so you're judging her off one performance?
The romantic comedy in which she's hooking up with
the boat.
Yes, with the boat.
That movie sucked, I'll give you. You can't judge her on that.
Her acting was so bad in that.
Watch Euphoria.
I've watched Euphoria.
Watch Sharper Objects.
Watch The Voyeurs.
White Lotus, Voyeurs, right. You're going to change your mind.
Okay, see, here's the complicated thing that I need to explain to you guys very carefully. I understand we all think she's attractive. That's not my point.
But no, I'm not talking
about her looks at all. It has nothing to do with this. I'm talking about her acting. Her acting is atrocious.
I just gave you 4 things. She's excellent at acting.
Okay, I've seen 2 of them, and they're all bad.
Okay,
so, not the shows. By the way, her acting. Her acting's not good.
If she was in the Expos documentary, you'd think she's a great actress.
I don't know why you keep bringing up sports. I've watched these other things. I just told you that. Mm. I don't think she's a good actress.
Sydney Sweeney killed the Montreal Expos? I didn't see that swerve coming.
I didn't see that either.
She's fine. She's like middle of the road as far as her acting.
Tommy.
She's just very popular and famous because, I don't know, why was Pamela Anderson popular and famous? Why is anybody... I don't think Taylor Swift is the best singer on the planet. That'll piss a lot of people off. But she's the most famous person because she has it. Right?
Tommy.
Sydney Sweeney has it.
Tommy, I respect you. You're being very honest. You're agreeing with me without fully agreeing
of
with
course,
me.
Of course, I think she's attractive. That's why I like her a lot.
That's fine. I'm not disputing that.
I like Euphoria, but if Sydney Sweeney wasn't in it, I'd probably still like the show. I would still like White Lotus. She was only in the one season.
If you had to grade her acting on a scale from 1 to 10, what is it? 5?
No.
4.5?
I'm an easy grader. I'd give her like a 7, a C. Okay. Now these jokes write themselves. You want me to give her a D?
I just kind of...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Kristen Press.
And I'm Tobin Heath.
We're World Cup winners, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Every week, we sit down with the icons, disruptors, and game changers on the field and beyond it to talk victories, heartbreaks, and everything in between.
We've built a space where athletes, changemakers, and people creating the future of women's sports can show up and show off as their full, unapologetic selves.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to say tsk, tsk, tsk. Because that's what Tommy left off the hit.
Okay.
Evan's lost. He's back in middle school for Evan.
Let's go to David in Pomona. What's up, David?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Listen, Evan.
Yes.
Evan, you're having way too much fun with this Jalen Brunson and Antetokounmpo trade. And as a Net fan, you're having way too much fun. Listen, why would the Knicks trade a guy that gave up all his money to stay with them? Come on now. You got to be kidding me.
So you would do it because the player you're getting back is better and gives you a better chance to win.
And I don't think it's about loyalty. I think it's about what ultimately gives you the best chance to win.
Well, but
if you're Leon Rose and you are Knicks, brass, that's what matters most.
I want to tell you a story. It's a true story, and I don't know if you guys remember this, but I love to refer to old conversations on WFAN, because this is a radio station that's been around forever. We've talked about it all. Mm-hmm. Do you guys remember when Manny Machado was being traded and then eventually a free agent? You guys remember that?
Yeah, he went to the Dodgers.
Kind of.
He was traded to the Dodgers, eventually signed with the San Diego Padres. There were a group of Yankee fans that wanted Manny Machado. Why wouldn't you? And there was a group of Yankee fans that didn't want Manny Machado, because at the time, Manny wanted to play shortstop. And Yankee fans were very loyal to Didi Gregorius.
Oh,
and that was a real discussion on this radio station. Yes, Manny's better than Didi, but he's Didi, replace Jeter, like, we love Didi. And I remember sometimes you just have to, it's tough and it sucks, throw out the loyalty and look at the back of the baseball card.
Wasn't that a little bit of an inflation of Didi, though?
Yes.
But this is not an inflation of Jalen Brunson.
Well, I think it's an inflation of the loyalty towards him. Because look what our last caller said. He didn't bring up his stats. He brought up his money.
I'm talking about Didi as a player. No disrespect to Didi as a player. But Manny Machado was significantly better. Right? And so...
Yeah, of course.
When you're talking about Jalen Brunson, you can't treat him like he's a replacement player. You know, he's an elite, great finisher in this league. And he's proved it over the last couple of seasons. So you can't just replace him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I'm just saying,
it's not the same feel.
Teague, it's never going to be the same when you make comps. Like, I admit that. There's no comparison that's perfect. Even the one I did with Tommy with his wife and the actress who's overrated. Like, I get it. It's not
Sidney Sweeney.
It's not
her name.
Say my name! It's not a perfect comparison, but I remember how emotion can sometimes flood what makes you better. So our last caller, just responding to him, brought up the money that Jalen Brunson took less of to say, how could you do that?
Right.
And what he is saying is from an emotional standpoint.
I don't agree with that at all.
And that's his point.
Right. But that's his point. But my point, what I followed with that was ultimately the Knicks want to win a championship.
Yeah.
Period.
Let me ask Evan this. After the first loss in the finals, would you have traded Jason Kidd for that era's Giannis?
You got to give me the player, bro.
Well,
and he got me to the finals, too. That's the other top.
Jalen
Brunson hasn't gotten you to the finals.
He got to the Eastern Conference finals.
Okay, but
for the Knicks, that's like getting to the finals over the last 25 years, and he could still get to the finals. My point is I want to tug on your heartstrings a little bit. And also, Jason Kidd made that team tick. Same thing with JB,
so
with the Knicks.
Because Giannis has won a title, and I'm going to try to make your comp work, would I have traded Jason Kidd for Kobe Bryant? Yes. Would I have traded Jason Kidd for Shaquille O'Neal? Yes.
Okay,
would I have traded Jason Kidd for Tim Duncan? Yes.
I don't think Giannis is any of those three players, but okay, if you want to make those comparisons, fine. But he's not Kobe Bryant. He's not Tim Duncan. He's certainly not Shaquille.
You know who thinks that Giannis is better than Shaquille O'Neal? Did you hear this? This
Shaquille is O'Neal?
Who do you think thinks Giannis is better than Shaquille O'Neal? And you're going to respect who I say, because it's someone who said it yesterday.
Shaquille
Breaking
O'Neal?
News. Shaquille O'Neal. Thank you, Tiki.
Oh, come on.
Shaquille O'Neal said, Giannis is better than me. So I'm just answering your question because you tried to pull on my heartstrings.
Better is the wrong word. I'd say different.
Oh, very different. I mean, beyond different. The only thing they're similar at is being crappy free throw shooters. No, but I'm answering your question.
Who was worse?
Would I have traded Jason Kidd for Kobe Bryant? Yes. Would I have traded Jason Kidd for Tim Duncan? Yes. Give me another one who's won a title, who's on that level. When you come up with one, ask me. I'll give you an honest answer. I think I just did. You're trying to think, all right. Stumped your ass.
Yeah, the problem is I pulled up the top 50 players of that year. There's only a couple because of the dynasties that won titles, so it's a hard comp. It's only Duncan, Shaq, or Kobe.
Okay, well then you can't make the comp.
Otherwise, you're getting into Paul Pierce, Allen Iverson.
Okay,
but it's one ring for Giannis. It's not like he's won three championships. So I'm trying to think of like somebody like Karl Malone, somebody that was really good. But Giannis did win one.
You're
so
minimizing his one ring.
I'm not trying to minimize.
Trying to say it wasn't a real ring because the team he beat in the Eastern Conference semifinals was mortified by injuries? Is that what you're saying?
I don't want to take a shot at your horrible team.
That's actually not a shot. That's a defense of them. But if you want to say that, that's your call.
No, the point. Yeah, right. If Kyrie doesn't get hurt, and big toe away. I'm not going to take anything away from it. But it's only one championship.
Only one championship.
It's only one championship.
Think about how dumbed down you've made this conversation. It's only one title. It's only one title. Now it doesn't matter.
Actually, the most insulting thing was comparing Brunson to Jason Kidd to begin with in that year.
Well, he tried to tug on my heartstrings, which I respect. He just couldn't come up with a perfect comp. It's not easy. Joe is in Mattawan, New Jersey. What's up, Joe?
Hey, Ben. How you guys doing?
What's up?
I got a question. It's about Giannis coming over to the Knicks. And were you serious about the airport thing?
Yes. Giannis Antetokounmpo said, quote, "I don't want to live in the United States. As soon as I leave the NBA, I want to go home to Greece." And he loves returning home to Greece. So he goes home a lot, I'm being dead serious, and I'll give you a comp so you don't think
I'm... one more thing when you're done.
Of course. Because I know that does come across like I'm being some smartass.
Yeah, without context, it doesn't make any sense.
So he has talked about going home a lot and the convenience of going home. It's kind of similar to why a lot of Japanese players prefer the West Coast. It is just easier to fly back home when you're living on the West Coast as compared to the East Coast.
And the Dodgers will spend whatever they want to get you.
Right, but I'm talking about Ohtani even going to the Angels.
Oh, I know.
Like, the West Coast is a preference. So in the case of Giannis, absolutely, and I'm not the first to say this, a part of why he's drawn in by the New York market is his ability to fly home on a direct flight to Athens, Greece. Yes.
Yeah, those are the two airports that have direct flights to Athens, Greece.
But you know he's flying private. He's not going through JFK and, like,
sitting commercials and coach next to somebody.
Well,
you know,
his family might.
Exactly.
And they don't. They live in Greece now.
And here's the thing: you may be right in terms of how he flies home, but maybe his family doesn't, or maybe when his family visits, it doesn't.
Right.
So I do think that matters. It's not the end-all, be-all, because, again, he's not demanding a trade to any New York team. He didn't say the Nets in that whole thing.
He actually said no. He said, leave me alone.
Well,
I'm trying to go win a championship right here.
That's his public answer.
But that's his and I believed him. It's best because they're 3-1. And he's averaging 36 points a game, and he's dominant right now.
No, I got you.
They only have one loss.
They're going to keep this
up? Cavaliers. They lost, and he scored 40.
You think they're going to keep this up?
I have no idea. We're four games in.
No, I agree. That's why it's a difficult question. I didn't think
would be this good to start the season. So I have no idea.
You know what warms me
why
up?
Why predict something that I have no idea?
Well, that's the thing about the Eastern Conference. It's very, very unpredictable. Right. We took a caller about 5 minutes ago, and I'd like to answer this now because I think it's fascinating. He said, the Knicks are the Yankees, for those that missed the call about 5 minutes ago. And his point was, the Knicks will lose to better teams, but they'll beat the bad teams and they'll be bullies. And what I forgot to retort to him, so I'll do it now, is, can you please explain to me which Eastern Conference teams you look at and say they're better than the New York Knicks? If you think they're just going to get bullied by the better teams, who are they?
Right.
Name them.
Not in the East.
Well, that's getting to the NBA Finals, which is a huge step for this franchise. So in terms of just the Eastern Conference, tell me the teams that you look at and say, oh, they're better. They're going to bully the New York Knicks. Is it Cleveland, the team you smoked on opening night? Is it them? Is it the Celtics without Jason Tatum?
Philly.
Is it Philly because of their great comeback against the Wizards and their great start with VJ Edgecombe? Like, who is it? And you could name team, like, who is it? Who's the better team, Tommy? Give me a team in the East that's better than the Knicks. I'd love to hear it.
There isn't one.
There isn't one.
Mm-hmm.
Sean, you seem to hate the Knicks a lot, and you're a hater. Name me an Eastern Conference team that backs up our caller's point that the Knicks are the Yankees and that they're going to lose to the teams that are clearly better than them. Who's better than them in the East?
I can't do that before Halloween.
Okay. Mm. So the answer is nobody.
Nobody.
Nobody yet.
Okay. Nobody yet.
Thank you.
Right. The West is interesting.
I agree.
I don't bring up the West because, A, the Knicks aren't the best team in the West.
No, of course not.
And if you get to the NBA Finals, much like I always said with Sean about the Yankees getting to the World Series, we'll have the discussion then. We can break down Thunder Knicks in June once you're lucky enough or you earn that trip to get to the NBA Finals. Until then, I'm looking at the conference. And when I look at this conference, I'm sorry. The Knicks are better than any team in this conference.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me who, if you think I'm so wrong. Who? Sound like an owl, but it's true. Who? Cleveland?
Yeah, okay.
Atlanta?
Yeah, I don't have an answer for you.
Because there is no answer.
Of course there is no answer.
It's a trick question.
No, it's not. It's just a straightforward question. Everybody at the top is the same.
That's true. It's a straightforward question. It's just that it gets to a tricky spot because no one wants to admit that they're the best team in the East.
Right. It feels like once come playoff time, all of these series are going to be 7-game series.
Indeed. Well, maybe. I don't know about that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.